分享的是约翰福音书第四章。
The passage we're going to share today is in John chapter 4.
约翰福音书第四章的31节到38节。
From verse 31 to 38.
我先说明一下，这一段话是一个插曲。插进来的一段话。
This is a passage that has been inserted here.
在这个三十一节之前有一段故事。
There's a story that occurred before verse 31.
在三十八节之后又有一段故事。
And after verse 38, there's another story.
其实是一个故事把它分隔成两段。
It's actually just one story that has been separated into two parts.
圣经常常用这种特别的手法来描写一件事情。
The Bible often uses these techniques to emphasize a point.
它一段事情呢，不是完全写，写到中间停下来，隔一段再写，中间这一段很有意义。
The passage that is inserted in the middle is often quite important.
我们今天就来思想中间这段话。
So let's contemplate this middle passage today.
现在请诸位看约翰福音四章第三十一节。
So let's read John chapter 4 verses 31.
这个三十一节讲这期间，这三个很重要，这期间就是中间的时间。门徒对耶稣说，拉比请吃。
Verse 31 says, in the meanwhile, notice that it's in the meantime, the disciples were requesting him, saying, Rabbi, eat.
三十二节耶稣说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道。
Verse 32, but he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about.
三十三节门徒就彼此对问说，莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？
The disciples therefore were saying to one another, no one brought him anything to eat, did he?
三十四节，耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。
Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
这句话非常宝贵，非常重要。
This is a very important statement.
每一位今天听到人都希望把这句话带回去记在心里。
I hope that we will each take this statement home with us today and remember it in our hearts.
三十四节好不好？我们大家同声来念一下三十四节。
Let's read verse 34 together.
一道来哈，三十四节一道来。耶稣说，我的食物是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的。好。三十五节说，你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Verse 35, do you not say there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, they are white for harvest.
这里有个还有四个月吗？这是对我们一个挑战。
There's a challenge here, this phrase, yet 4 months.
我们常常说还有时间了，慢慢来了，不忙了，还有四个月。
We often say, oh, there's plenty of time, we don't have to hurry yet.
我们教会说还有四天才布道会，不忙了。
We say here that it's 4 more days before our evangelical meeting, so we don't have to hurry.
这是最要不得的一种看法。
This is a detrimental attitude.
我们要抓住每一天每一秒钟来做工。
We must take hold of every day, every moment to work.
还有四个月吗？
So yet there are 4 months.
谁有把握知道还能活四个月？
Yet who knows whether or not you can live for another 4 months.
但是我们知道现在是主给我们时间，下一秒钟不一定能抄在你的手里。嗯。
We know that the very moment now is the time that the Lord has given us. The next moment, we don't have assured, we're not assured of another moment.
如果再说还有四个月吗？是个最要不得的思想啊。
So to have the attitude yet another 4 months is not a very good attitude.
主说，我告诉你们，举目向田，向田观看。这个田在原文是多数的田。
And here it says,that the Lord called upon them to look upon the fields. Notice the plural in the original Greek.
所以英文本身都看见那个 field 是 s 多数的，向田是多数的田，种田不是一块田。
It's very obvious in the English that there are fields plural, not just one field.
这个田，今天西方人常常用 field 这个字来代表工厂，做工的地方，做工的一个范围叫 field, 就这个意思。
Modern use of the word field incorporates the any area where you can work.
我们今天要向种田，不是一块田，向所有的田观看。
So today we must look upon all the fields, not just any one.
换句话说，不是单单看基督之家，我们要看众教会，都要在我们注视，要看。
So we must look beyond just our home of Christ. We must look upon all churches.
庄稼已经熟了。
Says that also the harvest is ready.
可以收割了。
It's ready. It's time to reap.
三十六节说，收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
Verse 36. Already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
这里有两个动词，一个得工价的得，一个积蓄。这两个动词在希腊文里面都是现在进行式的动词。
Here there are two action verbs that are continually going on. That is, it says is receiving wages and is gathering. It's an ongoing action.
意思说我们要不断的积蓄，不是积蓄一次，不是一次布道会完了，天天都要开布道会，常常有布道会，积蓄积蓄，不断的积蓄，然后不断的得到工价。
The meaning here is that we should be doing this all the time, should be preaching the gospel all the time, an ongoing thing, and then we'll be continually receiving wages. It's not just once a time.
这里中文翻作五谷啊，积蓄五谷。这五谷啊，原文是果子。
And what we're gathering is fruit in the original Greek. English is also fruit.
NASB.
New American Standard.
Yeah. NASB 就翻作对，就翻作一个 fruit， 就是一个果子。啊，积蓄五谷到永生，这个果子，这是一个果子，但是这个果子是单数的果子，一个。
Notice here that it is a singular fruit.
你看那个田是多数的，这里所讲的果实是单数的一个。
The fields were plural, but the fruit is singular.
这很有意思啊。
It's very interesting.
我们结的果子就一个。
The fruit that we accumulate is just one.
那这一个果子就是圣灵所结的果子。
And this fruit is the fruit of the Spirit.
不是九个，那是九个味道。
It's not that there are nine fruits, rather there are just nine flavors of one fruit.
这是个爱的果子。
And that is the fruit of love.
这个果子要存到永远的。
And this fruit will last for eternity.
好，第三十七节说，俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。
Verse 37, for in this case the saying is true, one sows and the other reaps.
三十八节，我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
Verse 38, I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor.
你看他在这本 NASB 就翻得很好，他写 enter into， 这里不是 share， 这个享受这两个字，不是说别人做工你去享受，坐享其成，不是的，是 enter into， 你要进入人家的劳苦里面去，一同分担的意思。
The New American Standard Version translates it quite accurately.That it's an entering into. It's not that you're going to enjoy the fruits of what other people have done by just sitting around. It's actually you're taking part, entering into what they've already started.
很多人在三十八节误会，以为说就是说你不要做工，人家做好你就显现成的，你坐享其成，不是那个意思。
A lot of people have misunderstood and thought that well, the Lord has just called us to enjoy what we have not worked for. That's not true.
不错，别人撒种，你来收割。不错的。
It's true that maybe somebody else has sown, but you're reaping.
但你在收割的时候也不是坐享其成，没有不做事儿就白白得着。
But when you reap, you are actually doing something. It's not that you're just sitting around.
You enter into 就进入人家的劳苦，他劳苦你也劳苦，他有什么苦痛，你要一同担当那个痛苦。
So to enter into somebody else's labor means that you share their labor and share whatever joys and sorrows they've encountered.
然后才能够一同享受收割的快乐。
And then you will rejoice together.
这一段话刚才讲是个插曲，插在中间的一段话。
So we've mentioned earlier that this passage is inserted between a story.
这是耶稣基督指示我们做圣工的原则。
This is a principle that the Lord has laid for us to follow.
我们的教会称为侍奉的教会。
Our church is called a church where people serve.
每一个教会里面的会友都是同工，都应当侍奉。
Every member of the church is a servant here.
所以我们要懂得怎么样侍奉。
So we should learn how to be servants.
你看耶稣基督在约翰四章里面，他在做工，在救一个灵魂，一个罪人。
In earlier in the chapter, the Lord has been at work saving a soul.
这个灵魂是一个罪人，他有五个丈夫，他现在所有的第六个还不算数。
This soul was a sinner, somebody who had five husbands, and currently her sixth husband was not really her husband either.
这个人是活在情欲里面，永远不能满足的一个人。
She lived in the midst of never being satisfied.
所以主耶稣找到她，叫她喝那个生命的活水。
So when Jesus found her, he called her to drink of the eternal water.
喝了这个活水，永远不再渴。
And this eternal water of life would quench her thirst.
如果喝那个雅各井的水，喝了越喝越渴。
If she drank of Jacob's well, she would just get more and more thirsty.
什么叫做雅各井的水呢？
What is this representative of Jacob's well?
就是世界上的解渴的方法。
That it's representing all the methods of quenching thirst that the world offers.
或者给你点钱财，给你点学问，一点地位，一点什么家庭享受，让你满足。
Perhaps it offers some education, some money, some status to give temporary satisfaction.
但是这些东西这次又渴了，喝了还要再喝，喝了永远不会满足。
But those things, even when you drink of them, will cause you to thirst again. You'll never be truly satisfied.
但是什么时候你喝了那个生命的活水，耶稣基督进来，满足了你的心，你就看万事如粪土。
But as soon as you drink of the living water that comes when Jesus comes in, then you will view the world as rubbish.
主的道说服了一个罪人。
When the word of the Lord has taken hold of somebody,
这个人就悔改了。
That person has repented.
到城里面去传道去。
Then she went into the city to preach the gospel.
哦，这个时候刚才念的三十一节到三十八，这中间这一段，主耶稣向门徒传讲做工的原则。
And when she was when she had gone into the city to preach, the Lord took the time to share the principles of servanthood with his disciples.
然后三十九节到后面呢，这个得救的罪人呢，他就把他得救的经过见证给其他的人。
Verse 39 and onwards gives the account of how the saved woman shares her testimony with the rest of the people in the city.
结果那个城里面许许多多人都悔改信主。
And many in that city believed.
这就是做工的效果。
This is the result of doing work.
我们做工不是单单救一个灵魂，几个灵魂。
The work we do is not just to save one soul or a couple of souls.
救了这个灵魂之后，他能够再去救别的灵魂。
But that saved person will be able to turn around and share the gospel for others.
这是主耶稣做工的榜样。
This is an example that the Lord has left us.
我们不是有三天布道会吗？
You know that we have 3 days coming up of evangelism.
我们向主求啊。
We'd like to ask the Lord.
第一天晚上觉知的人，到第二天晚上就成为一个传道人，他就能够向第二天没有信主的人讲他得救的见证。
That those that receive the Lord the first night will turn around immediately and share their testimony with people the next night.
那么第一天、第二天晚上觉知，就像第三天去传道。
And those that were saved the first and second nights will turn around and share with people on the third night.
圣工就是走这样的路线。
This is the path that we take to do service.For the Lord.
这是主耶稣留下最好的榜样。
This is the best example that the Lord has left us.
现在我们来思想这个做工的原则。
Let's contemplate the principles of serving.
第一个原则是遵行神的旨意啊，我们自己就饱足了。
First is to do the will of God, and then we will be satisfied.
一个侍奉主的人，他的饱足是在什么地方表现出来呢？
Where does the satisfaction of a person who serves the Lord come from?
他为主做工，工作有效。那个果效就是他的食物，他吃了就很饱足。
The work that he does for the Lord that bears fruit is the food for him, and it's satisfaction for him.
我们古人有一句话说，送人一条鱼啊，他只能够饱一餐，吃饱一餐。那教人钓鱼的方法呢，他可以饱一生，一辈子可以得饱。
It's been said that if we give somebody a fish, it'll only satisfy them for one day, but if we teach them how to fish, they'll be satisfied for a lifetime.
如果今天你教他念书，教他做事，教他给他成家立业，或者都有了，但这还不够。
Perhaps today we've given somebody education, a home, and everything, but that's not enough.
你如果把耶稣基督神的儿子介绍给他，他信了耶稣，一生一世受用不尽。
But if you introduce someone to Christ, then for the rest of his life he will be never be short.
所以饱足，人的饱足在哪里？在遵行神的旨意，做成他的工啊，你就饱足了。
So the fulfillment of a person truly comes from doing the work of the Lord and bearing fruit for him.
我刚从明尼苏达回来，上个礼拜。
I've just returned from Minnesota last week.
我每次被邀请去讲道，或者白天是陪灵啊，晚上布道。
Each time I'm invited out, I end up speaking in the morning and in the evening.
下午他有个 workshop， 就是叫做。专题讨论。
And in the afternoon, there's topical workshops.
他们常常指定我讲几个题目。
They very often request certain topics.
一个就是中国文化，跟圣经的关系。
One is how we can relate Chinese culture to the Bible.
再一个就是怎么样，就圣经里面讲的这个教会的真理如何实行。
The other is how to live out the truth that's preached in the Bible.
第三个他们感兴趣要我讲我是怎么侍奉的。
And thirdly, what they're interested in is how I serve.
我是怎么样在教会里带领弟兄姊妹来学习侍奉。
How do I lead others in the church to service?
那么这关于侍奉的知道我们教会弟兄姊妹也很有兴趣也很有兴趣。
I know that you all here are also very interested in the pastor's service.
正好今天我的儿子女儿媳妇女婿很多都在这里。
I know today that my sons and daughters and daughters-in-laws and sons-in-laws are all here today.
更重要的是我的老伴儿，我寇师母也在这里。
And my wife is also here.
这个差不多35年前，我放下职业去侍奉主的时候。
And 35 years ago, when I laid aside my occupation to follow the path of servanthood for the Lord.
我必须向诸位承认，我是个小信的人，信心很小。
I must admit, I must confess that I had little faith then.
主耶稣借着环境借着各方面来吸引我要我放下职业 来侍奉他
The Lord had already been using many circumstances to encourage me to lay down my occupation
我因为儿女很多有六个儿女那么加上 夫妻还有老母亲那个时候只有五个孩子还凑来生意一家的八口那个时候一家八口啊，要放下最好的待遇的职业去走一条没有收入的信心道路真是不容易
At the time, I had several children still at home, and I had to support like 8 people, so I was concerned about leaving aside a sure salary position for something that wasn't promising anything. That was hard to do.
但是我告诉一件事实，当神要一个人，他要呼召一个人，他抓住一个人的时候，他不放松的。以直到你顺服为止，你不顺服就痛苦，痛苦没有平安。他抓住你，他绝对不放。
But I tell you for a fact that if a person is chosen by the Lord,Then as long as you resist that, it'll be very painful.
我想出很多理由跟上帝说不行，我带着职业侍奉就好了啊！我职业收入很好，我们的职业收入，我那时候在一个国家的一个事业机关做事情，一年可以收14个月的薪水，人家那时候我们会多拿2个月红利，什么都有各种优待，小孩子病了可以有医药费，念书有教育费，只要你想出名堂都可以拿补贴津贴你。
At the time, I was coming up with all sorts of excuses to not lay down my occupation because I had very good benefits. I had 14 months of salary and it was a government job, so I had many benefits that were real nice.
但是一旦把它放下，什么待遇都没有，走一条没有固定收入的信心的道路，那实在是很不容易。
So it was very difficult to consider laying that aside to walk upon a vocation where I wasn't sure of my salary. It was very difficult to do.
但是主一直在吸引你，用爱来吸引你，恩典来激励你，就是要你放下来走掉侍奉。
But the Lord continually used His grace and His love to encourage me to walk upon the path He had chosen.
我最后用一个方法，我说主啊，除非你感动我的太太，她也同意了我才行，因为她当家。
So finally, I thought of this method. I said, Lord, well, you know, unless you move my wife also to agree with this.
结果我问了我太太，她居然说什么
？So when I asked her.Turned out, she said something.
如果真是神来叫你去，我怎么跟神？我能跟上帝抵抗吗？我能抵挡神吗？我不敢抵挡神。
Her response was, "If the Lord is truly calling you, I'm not going to fight against Him."
为了我的老母亲。
So for my old mother's sake.
她说的更妙。
She actually had a more interesting.
好了，你去侍奉好了。
And she said, "Well, go ahead."
就算你做叫花子，我给你盆炒饭。
Even if you end up being a beggar, I'll still I'll beg with you.
在她表示说，从来没有个侍奉主会炒饭。
Then she added, there's never a person who served the Lord who ended up begging.
就这样咬着牙，带着一家八口，放下最好的待遇，去走一条信心的道路。
And so I grit my teeth, lay aside my old job, and with a family of 8, I walked upon the path of faith.
但是直到如今，35年来，我真是看见主一路上带领、保守、祝福，从来没有缺乏过。
And over 35 years, I've seen the Lord has been faithful, and I've never had need.
如果要下结论，可以这样说：只有我亏欠我的主，我的主从来没有亏待我。
If I can conclude anything, it's only that I have fallen short of doing what I could for the Lord. The Lord has always been faithful to me.
直到今天，我六个孩子以及他们结了婚的、有了丈夫、有了妻子的，就是女婿，包括女婿媳妇，几乎都在走侍奉的路。
And today, 6 of my children, including their spouses, are all serving the Lord.
所以我实在可以有资格这样讲，感谢主，实在是侍奉主的人必定得到饱足，绝不会饥饿。
So I feel qualified to to state that those who serve the Lord really will be fulfilled.
但是要紧是什么？是遵行神的旨意做工，不是照自己的愿望、照自己的兴趣来做。
But the most critical point here, the critical prerequisite is to do the will of God, not to do the will of my interests or desires, my own desires.
这是我们侍奉的，就提示我们应当注意的第一件事情。
So this is the first principle that Jesus has called us to notice.
第二件事就是举目望田呢、啊，就看田呢、啊，及时收割，赶快就得收割。
The second focus is to look upon the fields and to immediately be ready for the harvest.
刚才我讲到这个田呢是多数的田。
I've mentioned earlier that it's plural fields.
我们不能单单顾念自己的事，也要顾念别人的事情。
We can't just be concerned about our own things. We need to be concerned about others.
我们不能单单满足于我们自己教会，好像人丁兴旺了。要看看湾区有150间华人教会，你想想他们的光景怎么样？
We can't just look and be satisfied and say, "Oh, our church is growing in numbers." We must look upon all the other churches in the Bay Area.
所以我们要以我们讲过，我们每一个人呢，不一定。你能够做全世界的传道，那是上帝的上帝的呼召。
I've said before that not each one of us is called to be a full-time missionary.
但是我们要做，每一个人都要做全世界的基督徒。
But each one of us has to be full-time Christians.
我再说一遍。
I'd like to say it again.
不见得每一个人都能做全世界的侍奉主的传道人，那是上帝的呼召。但是每一个基督徒都要做全世界的基督徒。
Not every person is called to be a full-time missionary, but every person is called to be a full-time Christian.
什么叫做全世界的基督徒呢？
What is it to be a full-time Christian?
他看见全世界就是他的工厂。
He will look upon the whole world as his field of work.
他所接触的每一个人都是他争取的对象。
And every person he encounters is somebody who he can win to the Lord.
他所经过的每一个时间都是他的机会，应当掌握的机会。
And every moment he has is an opportunity for him.
他所遭遇的每一件事情都能成为传道的材料。
Every circumstance he encounters is an event that he can use for sharing the gospel.
这是全世界的基督徒。
That is a full-time Christian.
普通的基督徒是礼拜天的基督徒，礼拜天来了，其他六天那是他自己的。
Most Christians are Christians on Sunday, just one day a week. The rest of 6 days is theirs.
要做个 part-time Christian 啊，做一个只半时间的基督徒啊。
We don't want to be part-time Christians.
但是我们这样做的时候，举目望田，所看见的田呢，都是我们应当做工的一个地方。
So when we lift our eyes outwards and look upon the fields, then all those fields are areas where we can be working.
而且最重要的重点方面，举目就翻得很好，叫你把眼抬起来看。
In the Chinese, there's a word that says to lift up your eyes. In English, it's behold. Yeah, it's also lift up your eyes.
耶稣基督是举目望天祷告。
Jesus raised his eyes to heavens and prayed.
主要我们举目望天看到许多工厂。
And he wants us to lift up our eyes and look upon the fields.
那意思说你不要低头看自己。
The meaning of that is not to look at yourself.
也不要看别人。
Not look at others.
看自己的结果有两个。
If you look only at yourself, there'll be two results.
如果看你自己有点成就了，就越看越骄傲。
If you look at yourself and see your accomplishments, you'll become arrogant.
如果看自己很多失败，越看越灰心。
Or if you look at all your failures, you become depressed.
如果你看别人呢？
If you look at others,
要不然就是论断他。
You either judge them.
要不然就嫉妒他。
Or you're jealous of them.
我们不能看人，也不能看自己。
We can't look at others nor ourselves.
神就要我们举目望天。
The Lord has called us to lift our eyes on the field.
这是非常重要的事情。
It's a very important principle.
我记得我刚出来侍奉主的时候。
I remember when I first came out into the Lord's.
有一位西方的宣教士帮我很大的，帮助我很多。
There was a Western preacher who helped me a lot.
他让我看很多书。
He encouraged me to read a lot of books.
他对于19世纪有三位神的仆人，他都非常的佩服。
He was a great admirer of three preachers from the 19th century.
一个就是斯普顿 Spurgeon 啊，一位。
One was Spurgeon.
这个 Spurgeon 是一位英国的一个很有名气的传道人。
This Spurgeon was a very well-known missionary in England.
他是培灵专家。
He was one who was a real good disciple maker.
另外一个叫 Dr. Morgan， 就是解经专家。
Then there was a Dr. Morgan who was a scholar of the Bible.
另外还有一个叫做 F.B. Meyer。而比迈尔这个人呢，是青年工作者，他也是很会布道的一个人。
And then there was a Mr. Meyer who was very well known for his work among young people and his evangelism.
这三人都在伦敦，在英国的伦敦呢开办教会。
These people all started church in the London vicinity.
伦敦的东区是 Spurgeon 在那里牧会。
In the east, Spurgeon was well known.
礼拜天的时候，哦，几千人去听他讲道。
There were thousands of people who listened to his message on Sundays.
西区是 Dr. Morgan 在那牧会。
And in the western part of the city was Dr. Morgan.
哦，礼拜天也是几千人在听。
And there were also thousands listening to him there.
这个东西中间呢就是 Myers 教会。
So in the middle of the east and the west was Myers Church.
礼拜天不能让东就让西，很少人到他教会来。
And people would either go east or west on Sunday, so very few people came to his church.
他就在神前祷告。
And he prayed before the Lord.
主啊，教会都是你的啊。
He said, Lord, all the churches are yours.
东区、西区也是你的，我这个中区也是你的。
The church in the east and the west are all yours. So is this church in the center.
为什么你专门祝福这两个教会，不祝福我这个教会呢？啊
？Why is it that you bless the east church and the west church, but not my church?
啊，一直求，求了一年下来，越求人越少，都跑掉了，都跑到东区、西区去。
He kept up this prayer for a year, and as he continued, the people left even more rapidly.
他我听他的见证，他书里写，他就是读到这里。举目向前观看，哦，这个田是多富的，不是我一个田呢、啊，种田，我多看种田呢、啊。
And then his testimony is that he learned to look upon the fields, the plural, not just the singular.
哦，他忽然间醒悟过来了。
Suddenly he realized his error.
他说：“我不再嫉妒别人，我为东区感恩，为西区感谢，都是你的教会。”
And he said, "Lord, I no longer envy those."I thank you for blessing the East Church and the West Church.
当然底下也为自己祷告了啊，主要是说你愿意的话也祝福我们教会啊。
And of course he continued and said, Lord, if you are willing, then please bless our church too.
改变态度之后啊，神也恩待他，慢慢的教会青年就多起来了。
And after his attitude changed, the Lord blessed him for that, and the young people in his church increased in number.
后来这三个人都成为神手中所重用的仆人。
So all three of these people were heavily used by God.
而这个 Meyer, 我读他的书得到很多帮助啊。
And when I read the writings of Meyer, I learned a lot.
他自己讲他为什么怎么样灵性复兴起来呢？
And he talks about how he himself grew spiritually.
因为他教会很冷淡，很荒凉的，心里很难过了。
Of course, when his church was empty, he was feeling very bad.
有天去参加一个布道会。
And one day he went to evangelism meeting.
一看有一个青年二十多岁在讲道。
And he saw this young fellow preaching.
那名叫做 Morehouse， 有一个青年就是在这讲道，听他一共七天讲道。
He listened to this young fellow, this Morehouse, for 7 days.
每天讲道同样的引用同样的经文。
And each day he used the same passage.
就是约翰福音三章十六节。
That is John chapter 3:16.
神爱世人。
For God loved the world.
怎么爱法呢？甚至连他独生子都赐给他们。
That he sent his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that those who believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
第一晚打开这个讲不到，那没什么稀奇的。
So the first night when he opened this and preached this, of course, it was kind of.
第二晚又打开了。
As expected. Next day he said it again.
再要念这一节经文。
Read the same passage.
因为他信息居然不同。
Although his message was different.
第三天又打开了。
Third day, he opened and read the exact same verse.
一直七天晚上
for 7 days,
同样的经节
he read the same passage.
但是有许多不同的亮光出来啊。
But he had different messages each time.
这位迈尔听他讲完，那已经四十多岁，那看一个二十多岁青年，佩服的不得了。
Meyer was quite impressed with this 20-some-odd-year fellow.
等到他讲完道下来，这个迈尔就请教他说：“哎，这个弟兄啊。”我真是很佩服你，因为同样经文讲了这么多篇道啊。
After he was done, Meyer went down and talked to him and said, I'm quite impressed. You've been able to speak many messages out of one passage.
而且很带着能力。
And your message is quite powerful.
请问你的能力从哪里来
？And may I ask you, where do you get this power?
哦，这个 Morehouse 就讲，他说，迈尔先生，我也听过你讲道，你是神所重用的人，你还请教我吗？我应该向你请教啦。
Morehouse was responding and saying, Oh, Mr. Meyer, I've heard you preach also, so I know you've been strongly used of God. How come you come to me for advice?
L.B. Meyer 讲一句话，他说属灵的事不能客气，属灵的事也不必假谦卑。我实在向你请教，你就老老实告诉我，你这能力哪里来的？
Meyer said, well, you don't, the spiritual things you don't have to be too bashful about. I'm seriously asking for your advice. Where do you get this power?
这个青年说一句话。 那行，你到底真正奉献没有？他问他。
So Morehouse asked him, "Have you truly committed yourself?"
Commitment 就说你有没有献身，真正有没有委身给主，有没有真正献身给主啊
？Have you truly committed yourself to the Lord?
这一问呢、啊？哎，他说我都做了20多天传道，难道还没有奉献吗
？So Mara was saying, "Well, you know, I've been a preacher for 20-some-odd years. Could it be that I, you know, not committed?"
他说我的意思啊，所谓真正的 commitment 就是这个真正的委身呢、啊，是真正像一个女人嫁给男人一样嫁给他了。我们中文讲良人者。
He started praying.
主啊，我今天在等。哎呀，我以前没有嫁给你，我只是服侍你，没有嫁给你。我要学习嫁给你。
Lord, until this day, I realized that up to this point, I've only been serving you. I haven't really given myself in marriage.
祷告了不少时间了，他说我要睡着了。
And he kept on praying for a long time. Eventually, he drifted asleep.
因此呢，你有同样经验，祷告的后来睡着了。
Have you had that experience that you, as you're praying, you suddenly fall asleep?
他赶得太长了，他不赶的疲倦，他都睡着了。
He was praying for so long, he got tired.
哦，就睡觉的主向他显现。
And as he slept, the Lord revealed himself.
他看主耶稣走过来了。
He dreamt that the Lord walked up.
我说赶快扑倒在地，主啊，主啊，我就是需要你。
And he immediately cast himself at the Lord's feet and said, "I really need you."
主走到面前，把手伸出来。
The Lord came before him and held out his hand.
这什么意思呢？手伸了什么意思呢？他想想。
He was thinking, why is he stretching out his hand?
他想对了，主大概会跟你要东西啊。
And he thought, well, maybe the Lord wants something from me.
对，他想想就把口袋里这个钥匙拿出来，你说钥匙是把钥匙交给主了。
So he groped around his pockets and pulled out his keys and turned them over to the Lord.
那么耶稣把钥匙看一看。
So the Lord looked at the keys.
这个手拿着钥匙，这个又伸出来，还给他钥匙。
He put the keys in one hand and stretched out his other hand.
那他怎样？他就想到，对了。我还会把钥匙塞在口袋里面拿出来啊。
So Myers thought, oh yeah, I've got another set of keys.
那他就把这个钥匙拿在手上，舍不得给主。
And set of keys, he was kind of reluctant to give up.
一直看着这把最后的钥匙，就是 the last key, 就最后的钥匙拿出来，不肯给，一直摸着钥匙舍不得。
And this, he kind of held on to this last set and kept on being reluctant to give them up.
主就说一句话。
The Lord said to him,
"If you don't." Trust me everything. You trust me nothing. 你如果不是准备给，就是没有给。
And the Lord said to him, "If you don't trust me for everything, then you're trusting me for nothing."
就是你不全给，就是没有给；要不就全部，要不就没有，不是几分之几。
Either you give it all up or nothing. There's no percentages.
他还舍不得，还在摸着吧，还是要最后的钥匙。
And he was still having difficulty giving that up, and he kept on hanging on to that last set.
主就回头走了。
The Lord turned around and left.
那么主一走，他跑回去说啊，主啊，给你，把最后的钥匙说给你。
And as the Lord left, he suddenly raced after him and said, "Lord, Lord, I'm giving you this last set of keys."
这个最后钥匙交给你，主也不在了，走了，他也醒过来，是个梦。
And when he turned over these keys, the Lord had disappeared, and he woke up and realized it was a dream.
从此以后，这个 Effie Meyer 成为神手中的贵重的器皿。
But from that day on, Meyer became a strong servant instrument in God's hands.
因为他把最后一把钥匙奉献。
Because he surrendered his last set of keys.
钥匙代表什么
？What does this key represent?
保护我们所宝爱的东西，所喜欢的东西，所宝贵的东西。
This key is something that locks up the precious things for precious things.
可能我们把时间献给主了。
Perhaps we've given up our time to the Lord.
金钱献给主了。
Or perhaps it's money.
我们的喜欢的喜好的东西献给主了。
Perhaps our hobbies and habits.
把你的学问献给主了
，your education，
口才献给主了
，your talents。
但是你可能还有某一样东西是你最后的钥匙不肯给主。
But perhaps there's still something that you're holding back, that last set of keys that you're refusing to turn over to the Lord.
也许是你的骄傲
，perhaps it's your arrogance。
也许是你的成见
，or your prejudices。
也许是所坚持的某一样什么东西
，or your stubbornness over something。
你不肯给主
，you're not willing to give that up to the Lord。
那就是没有嫁给他。
Then you haven't married him.
没有真正 commit， 没有真正把他委身给他，给他。
You haven't committed your whole life to him.
所以他就不能够完全得着你。
And then he will not be able to have you completely.
所以你就不能得着他完全的能力。
Then you will not be able to have his complete power.
他从那一天开始，他 他每天讲到的说，我把最后的药给了主了，你呢？你呢？你给了没有？
And from that day on, Meyer would preach and say, I have given my last key to the Lord. Have you?
从那一天起，他教会兴旺起来。
From that day forward, his church began to grow.
所以当时伦敦的十九世纪，东区、西区、中区三个地区的教会都非常兴旺。
So in London, the churches in the east, west, and the middle were all quite growing.
东区会培灵。
In the east, there was a discipleship program.
西区会解经。
In the west, there was a biblical interpretation.
中区会布道。
And in the center, there was evangelism.
你就看见神用的人，逐渐的都有各种恩赐，他把恩赐按照自己的意思随意给个人。
So you see that the Lord gives different gifts to His servants.
但是每个教会里面或多或少都从神领受一些恩赐。
And in every church, for greater or for less amount of these gifts, each was blessed by God.
所以我们要学习看见众田，举目望田，是望众田的。
So we must learn that when we lift up our eyes, we must look upon the fields, the plural.
看见别人教会兴旺，为他感谢主。
And when we see another church growing, we should thank the Lord.
看见别人教会很冷淡，最后我们为他祷告，要祷告，常常求主，就是祝福他。
And if we see a church that is dwindling, we should pray for them on their behalf, asking that the Lord bless them.
然后第三块就是不断的积蓄，不断的积蓄，不断的做工，一直在做工。
And thirdly, we should be continually gathering.
然后积蓄这个果子到永生，到永远。
There's gathering fruit for life eternal.
意思是我们不管做多少工作，只有一个果子。
The meaning of this is that no matter how much work we do, there's only one fruit.
我常常说一句话，我说我们将来去见主面的时候，必须是两手空空的去见主。
I've said this many times before that when we meet the Lord face to face, we must have empty hands.
有人说这是不通的一句话，我们能带着很多工作的果效去见主，怎么两手空空的没有做工呢？
Many have said that doesn't make sense. If we've been laboring long, we should bring all the fruits of our labor up to Him.
至少我个人是这样的看法。
At least I personally have this viewpoint.
我将来去见主的时候，一定两手空空。
When I meet the Lord face to face.My hands will be empty.
因为我从来不抓任何工作。
Because there's nothing I have grabbed, no work that I have grabbed for.
做了工作，给了果效，就是奉献，马上奉献给主。我不能说这个时候弟兄是我传福音得救，那个时候是我查经得救的。我从来没有想到这个，从来不敢想，这都是主的恩典。他是主的恩典临到他得救了，应当归荣耀给主。这个果子是主的，不是我的。
I will go empty-handed because I've not held on to anything. If I've led somebody to the Lord, I immediately offer that as the Lord's work. I won't grab for my own honor.
So
I feel that everybody, see, when meeting the Lord should be with empty hands because all that we've gathered, we've given back to the Lord.
So 最要紧我们今天就在侍奉主，我们要把人带到主的名下，不带到我的名下，也不带到这个教会的名下，带到主里面去才对。
So whenever we lead somebody to the Lord, we must remember that we're really leading him to the Lord, not to this church or to myself.
我们今天有台北基督家来的同工。
I know today we have co-workers from the Taipei Home of Christ.
在台北我们开大布道会，几千人来参加的。
And in Taipei, when we have an evangelism meeting, thousands come.
从各教会的人来，他带了些慕道友请给他听道，听完了，绝对他就带回去了。
There are many people from other churches who bring their friends over, and after their friends have received the Lord, they take them back to their church.
有开始的同工们就很不满意，说因为他听到听完又带走了。我说他带走好，他来听到得着了，都是主的，不是我们这个教会，是属于众教会。
People have been bothered about this, saying these people just come and they go, and I say that's fine because they've come, they've been blessed and learned something, and they've returned to their church. That's fine. Everything is the Lord's.
可只有一个果子。属于神的，这个爱的果子属于神的，不属于某一个人，也不属于某些教会。一个果子，所有工作，一个果子，大果子都归给神。
So there's only one fruit that all the works of various churches are all one fruit that is the Lord.
所以怎么样，积蓄无底到永生，一直这种果实是永远存在的。如果属于个人的，属于某一个教会，不会永远存在；只有属于基督，才会永远存在。
So this fruit is eternal, and it's only fruit that belongs to the Lord that's eternal. Your own belongings and all will never be eternal.
最后你提到我们要分担劳苦，同享快乐。
And lastly, we must share the hardships and share the rejoicing.
主说我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
The Lord says, I send you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labor.
那意思就是说不是坐享其成，不是你这样做，乃是说人家做了，你要配搭上去，你去收割的配搭上，你不要说这是我的功劳，都是主的恩典。
That is not saying that you should sit around. What he is saying is that others have started and you're joining in on that, but the joint effort is is all the Lord's.
一个布道会开下来了，很有些人举手决志。
After an evangelism meeting, maybe a lot of people will receive Christ.
那些决志人不一定是今天听到受感动，不一定。
Those people who raise their hands may not have been moved by today's message.
可能他老早听得到，已经有感动了，在今天某一句话、在某首诗歌、某个祷告，碰到他了，他举手了。
Perhaps they've already heard the message before. Only today they've been asked to raise their hands, so they raise their hands, or they've been moved by something today.
我也碰到有这种人，他来到聚会中间，老早准备举手，老早决志了，还没说宣告，他就先举手了，又这样人。
I've also met these people that come to these meetings having decided already they're going to decide. So before I even make the altar call, they've already decided to come forth.
那是因为他女朋友带他来听到。
Perhaps that's because his girlfriend brought them along.
他不是要结婚。
He's going to get married soon.
你条件说你不信主，我不嫁给你。
And the condition has been laid forth that if you're not a Christian, I'm not going to marry you.
你来坐在第一排就准备举手，还没听到就举手。
So he's going to sit in the front row and be prepared to raise his hand even before the altar call.
还怕我看不见，一边走两边手就举起来。
So concerned that I won't see him, he raises both hands.
这种 case 我也碰到过。
I've also met these cases.
但是要紧就说，神问这不是说咱们你撒种你收割，那个人撒种你来收割，你今天。传道没有果效也不要灰心，你撒了种别人就收割，这是神的原则。
So the principle here is that one person sows and the other reaps. If perhaps today nobody's responding to your message, don't despair. Maybe somebody else is going to reap the results of your labor today.
我们侍奉主几十年，真正懂得什么叫做分享，什么叫做分担。
After 30 some odd years of serving the Lord, I've really learned to what it means to share, to partake.
这个 share 就是很难翻译，你可以分享快乐，也可以分担痛苦，都不是自 share 的意思啊。
You can share joys and you can share hardships.
这个最近几天我的女儿住在我家里。
Recently, my daughter's been living with us.
你正好碰到这样，身体不大啊，不大刚强，有点软弱。
Recently, I haven't been feeling very well.
她那天讲，她说：“爸，我来做你的秘书，她做我的秘书。
”So she said, "Father, I'm going to be your secretary."
我要保护我的父亲，她保护。
I'm going to protect my father.
那么多电话，你要自己接干什么
？You're getting too many phone calls.
啊，有的电话我客户接了不行，还要找客户来当面谈。
There's some phone calls that my wife answers, but the caller will say, "No, we've got to have him."
因为有这个电视的关系啊，就各方面的电话是很多的。
Because of the television program we get a lot of phone calls.
有人就是要我啊，有些婚姻的问题了。他说：“你虽然不认得我，我看见过你啊，反正你给我帮我祷告啦，什么事儿这样啊。”
Perhaps it's a marriage problem. Somebody will call up and say, "Oh, you don't know me, but I've seen you. Could you pray for me?"
还有结婚多年了，没怀孕，他从哪里听说我会祷告，祷告会生孩子？
Or perhaps somebody's been married for many years and hasn't any children, so somewhere along the line they heard that if I pray for them, they'll have kids, and they call me up also.
那天他收到一个信，从东南亚来的，他说他生了儿子，要我给他起个中国的名字。
And the other day a letter came from Asia that said, "Oh, I've got a son. Could you give him a Chinese name?"
好像看了都很说没什么意义的事儿啊。
Seems that these incidents are all minor things. But I tell you that as a servant of God, things like this bring great joy. So I spend a lot of time each day writing letters. Even though that's kind of draining on me physically. But in my heart, there's a lot of joy. So I told my daughter, "You don't understand
me.
You're being kind to my body. But you don't realize the desire of my heart." If a servant of the Lord has plenty of spare time, nobody's coming to seek after him, then this person should have retired a long time ago.
一定要学习怎么样分担别人的痛苦，然后分同享那种快乐。
We have to learn how to share the hardships of people and then to rejoice with them.
不要说侍奉，就是一普通的人，人生才有意义。
I'm talking not only of full-time servants of the Lord, but anybody. That will bring meaning to life.
最后让我再强调说，不要说还有四个月。
Let me emphasize again, lastly, don't say there are yet 4 months.
我们过了四天就不到会。
In 4 days, we are having an evangelism meeting.
今天把主的提示放在心里。
I hope that today we will place the Lord's teaching in our hearts.
永远记住为主做的，奉主名做的，靠主的恩典做的，会饱足，不会饥饿。
Remember that always that what you do, when you do the will of God, you will be fulfilled.
不要自私，举目望众天，所有神的工作，我们都应当为他得失啊，他得我们早起来要失，为他代祷。
Remember also to look upon the fields, the plural, that whoever is gathering, we should rejoice with them, and if they're dwindling, we should pray for them.
不断的工作，不断的积蓄，把这国子反转归给主，一个国子没有那么多国子。
To remember that to be always continually gathering, that the one fruit we gather is offered to the Lord.
最后学习人家分享。
And lastly, let us learn to share.
当你把你的喜乐与别人分享的时候，你的喜乐增加一倍，是不是？
Is it, do you remember that when you share your joys with somebody, then your joy has multiplied in two?
把你的痛苦与人家分担的时候，你的痛苦减少一半。
And when you share your burdens with others, your burden is divided into half.
喜乐来了，跟人家分享，喜乐增加一倍；痛苦来了，跟人家一同去交通分担，你痛苦减轻一半。
So remember, when you share your joys with somebody, you multiply your joy. When you share your burdens, you divide your joys in half. You divide your burdens in half.
这就是侍奉的原则。
This is the principle of servanthood.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，谢谢你给我们预备，这几天也不到会。
Well, thanks that you've provided for us that in a few days we will be having an evangelism.
那我们今天一同接受你的指示。
Today, let us learn from you in your teaching.
大家一同做工来为主得人。
Let us work together to gather souls.
当然，求主你亲自祝福这些不到会。
Pray that you will personally bless these meetings.
使所有在这个工作有份的每一个人也能一同享受。
That everybody partaking, working together will enjoy your blessings.
在我们得着的时候，归荣耀给你。
When we gather something, let us give glory to you.
如果没有得着什么，我们也知道这是主的美意。
And if we don't gather much, let us remember that you have your beauty in doing things.
在顺利的环境和不顺利的环境里面，我们都有功课可以学习。
In hard circumstances as well as easy circumstances, we always have lessons to learn.
教导我们怎么样做一个好的学生。
To teach us to be good students.
让我们好好从你学习。
To learn from you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我相信客官的口袋里把钥匙没有了。
We thank Mr. Ko. I think in his pocket there's not a single set of keys left.
下面是报告时间。
Announcements are coming up.
欢迎今天第一次来参加主日崇拜的兄弟姐妹，请自我介绍并且填写记名单。现在我左手有没有第一次来的，请站起来。
We'd like to welcome people who are here for the first time. Please introduce yourself or whoever brought you here, please introduce them.
First time.
为
什么？为什么？
是王先生为什么？我们欢迎你参加我们各种。